Our scripture reading for our meditation this morning is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, the second chapter. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Please be seated. Many, many centuries ago, there were two prostitutes living together. They each had a child within 3 days of each other. And one night, one of those women accidentally rolled over on top of her baby, smothering this little infant and killing that baby. And so she got up during the night and went into the other woman's room and took her dead child and placed it next to this other sleeping woman and took that infant as her own. And when the second prostitute woke up in the morning, realized that the baby next to her was not hers, she began to charge this woman with taking her child. You know the famous case then that was brought before King Solomon. And in his wisdom, he decreed that they should take the living baby and divide it in two. Have a soldier take a sword and cut the baby in two. And immediately, of course, the real mother screamed out, "No, don't kill my child. Give her the child." And the other one didn't respond so quickly. And then King Solomon knew who the baby really belonged to. It was interesting, in his wise decision, famous story about him, probably the most famous story about King Solomon, in that wise decision, he played off of the selflessness and the selfishness of these two women. The one who responded that she didn't want her baby to die, even to the point that she would give the child away to the woman who had stolen that baby from her. Now, you may find this really strange, but I think of that story every time I watch, and this is going to sound funny, every time I watch parents have their children split a candy bar. And they'll often say, "Okay, we'll take the Snickers bar, and one of the kids, you get to make the cut, and the other one gets first pick." Because the mom or dad in that situation is playing off the selfishness of the kids. That's the best way to ensure you're going to get the most perfectly divided half you've ever seen, right? Okay, we've all been there. We know what that's like. It's interesting that even in us as little children, our minds are bent in the direction of me. What do I get? What do I want? Selfishness and self-centeredness. And even among people who are Christians, even among people who are believers in Christ, who have been taught the love of God and know his commandments and everything else, St. Paul still has to write to them and to us today and say to have this mindset in us that is similar to that of Christ Jesus. Because he knows that our natural gut instinct, because of our sinful nature, is, well, what am I going to get out of it? What do I get? I want what I want. And that powerful, sinful urge in all of us, me too, rises up so much. And as we get older, we get better at hiding it. That's really the only difference from us and the little kids. We get better at hiding it. We mask it better from the world. Go to a daycare and just watch within 5 minutes how many times the teacher or the leader at that daycare has to break up little situations where little kids are thinking about themselves first. It's just ingrained in us. This selfishness is at the root of every marital conflict and ultimately at the root of every divorce. It's at the root of every problem you're going to have with your roommate this semester. I hope you don't have many, but it'll be at the root of it. It's at the root of every parent-child conflict. It's at the root of every conflict between somebody who works for someone and makes money from an employer or a boss. It's at the root of every war that is fought between nations. Self-centeredness and selfishness is rampant. Just watch the news this week and think to yourself, look at it through the glasses, if you will, of selfishness, and just analyze how many times that is really the heart and core issue that's the problem. We are so ingrained to think about me first and what do I get out of it, that when we see actual examples of someone being selfless, thinking of another person above themselves, we're just amazed at it. We just sit in awe that somebody could do that and be like that. We just naturally think here first, and I am certainly no different. Talk to my wife. Please don't. St. Paul, in the middle of that type of thinking and in that kind of world, holds up before us the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, holds up before us the beautiful image of our Savior, the very Son of God, who gave up his status and his glory and that dwelling in heaven to come down into this world to take on human flesh in the womb of the Virgin and to grow up in a humble, poor little home, to be mistreated and abused and spit at and ultimately hung on the cross like a criminal. Why? Because of you. Because of me. He knew that our sins needed to be atoned for. All that selfish wickedness that hung between us and God needed to be paid for by his blood. He knew that you and I needed a record of holiness. And so he was willing to drape himself with your wickedness and my sin and go to the cross and be treated as if he was the worst scumbag, worse than Adolf Hitler in all of the world's history. In order to suffer the consequences of our guilt, he put himself in that position on purpose for you and me so that you and I could be dressed instead with his beautiful, holy, white robe of righteousness before God through faith in him. Our Lord Jesus Christ is so unique in this that unlike us, every ounce of him, every impulse in him, every aspect and every fiber of his being was about other people, was about us who needed to be rescued and to be saved. His whole existence, his whole mission in this world was to benefit other people, and that being us. He said one time, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now, we've benefited from this like unbelievably. We have benefited from this so tremendously. God now loves to look into the lives of his dear children who have grabbed onto this by faith, by his work. God loves to look into our lives and to see reflections of this selflessness of Christ in us as to how we treat other people. And that's why Paul says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Let this way of thinking, notice he doesn't say, "Let these actions be in you." That's good too. But let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let me give you a quick example of that. Back in the year 155 AD, there was an old pastor who had studied under St. John the Evangelist. And he had been taught from him. And this man was now 86 years old. His name was Bishop Polycarp. How'd you like to go through life with the name Polycarp? I thought Don was bad, but Polycarp. So Bishop Polycarp, 86 years old, and they had sent out soldiers to arrest him. And he moved from house to house from some of the members in his church to try to preserve his life for a while. But he finally realized, "They're going to get me anyway." So he let them come to take him. And they found him laying in his bed, the soldiers did, having a nap, and they woke him up. And as he came down into the kitchen with him, he asked that food would be prepared for them, that he would give them a meal before they took him away. So they sat down, and he asked for 1 hour to pray to God while this was going on. And they sat and had a nice feast while he said his prayers. And then they put him in the chariot, dragged him to the local stadium, and dragged him out to be burned at the stake and ultimately executed for his faith in Christ. That selfless act of just showing kindness to these enemy soldiers did a lot to start to break down the barriers for people in the years to come. Those were the kinds of messages that people in their lives sent out as Christians that started to warm people up to the Christian faith back in those early years. God has made you a benefactor and a recipient of His grace and of the selfless love of Christ. And He's done that not just to have you come to heaven someday, yes, that's the most important, but also because you have an earthly life here too as well. He has redeemed you, a lost and condemned creature, in order that you might be His own and live under Him in His kingdom and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. May your roommates, may your friends, may your teammates, may the people that work with you see that same selfless love of Christ toward you reflected in your attitude toward them. Amen. Please rise. Today we offer a special prayer on behalf of Lee Logging. Lee is the father of Professor John Logging, was taken to the hospital last night with breathing trouble. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of your child, Lee Logging. We pray that you would now grant wisdom and ability to the medical staff and doctors as they now try to diagnose and ultimately treat this ailment. We pray that if it is your will, that you would bring him to a full recovery. Above everything else, we pray that you would give comfort and confidence to him and to his family, that as you promised, you will work all things for the eternal good of those who love you. We commit him into your arms and pray this all in the name of Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.